the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. You've brought us three very exciting-looking albums today. I'm going to hit the first one.
Hit it. So this is brand new on the International Anthem label.
Nice.
Out of Chicago.
Consistently producing cool stuff.
Yeah. And this one here is Rob Masaryk.
Cool.
Now, well, in fact, it's the Rob Masaryk Exploding Star Orchestra. It's one of the, I guess you could say that one of his big bands. He has a number.
How many does he have?
Well, he's got his Sao Paulo one. I think he's got three or four of the big ones. And I can just never keep up with everything else he's doing.
A man with many projects.
Yeah, he painted that cover as well, by the way.
This album cover is very awesome. It's got a kind of a Basquiat vibe to it, a little bit. I did also really enjoy the description on the cover. Can I read it out, Troy?
Do so.
A cosmic opera of compacted maximalism folds space in prismatic bursts and tersely traverses an infinite spectrum of sonic universal love wave correspondence.
Whew.
Can you translate that for us?
Cool jazz stuff.
Sounds like Sun Ra. Yeah. It's the different thing about this one and the other Exploding Star stuff he's done is it's pretty much all ensemble playing. There's not a massive amount of room for soloing on it. So,
okay.
So what you get is I doubt whether it's a completely through composed piece, but it's like encountering a thing. Does that make sense?
It does actually. Totally know what you mean by that. Dimensional Stardust.
Yeah.
So is that the name of this record?
The album is called Dimensional Stardust.
It's got some awesome people on here. Damon Locks, Tamika Reid, Jeff Parker, Jamie Branch, and many, many others. Those are the names that just popped out to me.
See, all of those that will be familiar from earlier International Anthem releases. The weird thing, Damon Locks on this simply does the vocals, but the vocals are like a weird sort of narrative.
Oh, okay.
Sort of narrative parts. And if you know what that sounds like, it's if any of you remember the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack, where there was one called The Black Dog Runs at Night, where Angelo Badalamenti does like a narrative. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's not way at the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's cool. That's really cool.
It's all sort of spacey stuff. Tamika Reid, of course, fantastic. Nicole Mitchell, who you can hear on the flutes in this one.
Very nice.
Rob Masaryk himself plays piccolo trumpet and other trumpets, I think.
I don't think I've ever seen a piccolo trumpet. I'm assuming it's very small.
It's a lot smaller. I don't know if it's smaller than a pocket trumpet. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, I don't know. What do you think of this?
I think this is cool. I'm into this. It is Sun Ra-esque, but in a good way. I don't think there's a bad way to be Sun Ra-esque, actually.
What are you talking about?
The titles of some of these tracks are pretty good. We've got Sun Quartet, Parable 99. A Wrinkle in Time sets concentric circles reeling. Galaxy 1000. The Careening Prism Within. That's another parable. Abstract Dark Energy, also a parable. Parable of Inclusion, there's a lot of parables going on here.
Yeah, there is.
Dimensional Stardust, that's a parable. Minerals Bionic Stereo. And then the track we're listening to, Parable 3000, brackets, We All Come From Somewhere Else.
Yeah.
And then Autumn Pleiades. Nice.
So it's cosmic.
It's cosmic. And the painting by Rob Masaryk is called Some Other Time, which also kind of fits in that spacey, otherworldly, other timely kind of vibe that's going on here.
Yeah, it does. So this one on International Anthem is out. Oh, it's in the shop now.
Awesome.
It's sort of out, I think it actually came out last week, but it's everywhere around the world is just sort of like getting it onto their shelves now, like us. Should we change it up?
What have we got here? We've got...
You know what we've got here.
We've got something that's not playing.
It'd be good if we could hear it.
Well, we can talk about it before it starts. What have you brought us in now, Troy?
This one is a release from 1992, and I think this is the first time that it's actually been on vinyl, because, as you know, 1992 was the era of the silver round thing.
The silver round thing?
Yes.
What is the silver round thing?
A CD.
Oh, the CD. Yeah. I was thinking the moon. I was like, what happened in... Did we go to the moon in 92? I don't remember that.
That was July 20, 1969.
Thank you very much.
This is a record that came out. It was the fourth solo album by this artist. Although you could... There's a way you could argue that everything that he's done is, in fact, a solo album.
Here we go.
Oh, sounds like Jonathan.
It does sound like Jonathan.
So, I, Jonathan was the name of this album, Jonathan Richman.
Such an iconic sound.
So simple and so recognisable.
Well, I was dancing in a lesbian bar in the industrial zone. I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were...
Yeah!
This is such a good album. He also looks so stoked. Look at him, he's so cheerful.
Well, here's someone who for whom positivity has been the anchor in his life.
Yeah. The sort of actual cover, he looks a little bit startled, like he wasn't quite ready for the photo. Or he's just finished smiling and they snapped it. But then on the inside, he is beaming.
So what I really like about this particular tune, apart from its sort of bounce, is even the first bar, which he could just be saying, this one was shit, he doesn't. He said it was okay, you know, but people were sipping and everything, but by the time he got to the lesbian bar, it was swinging.
There we go.
But in this bar, they could shake their hips. In the first bar, they were drinking sips. In this bar, they could shake their hips.
Yeah.
So what is this reissued on?
Kraft Recordings have done this.
Okay, cool.
So it's a nicely presented thing, nicely pressed, and you get the awesome Jonathan's yet another nod to the Velvet Underground with a song called Velvet Underground.
Oh, yes, that one's quite a subtle nod.
You might go over some people's heads. And instead of, like, you know, Roadrunner, which is basically... The Velvet Sister Ray. This one here is like sort of a 50s sort of Chuck Berry-ish thing.
It's actually very hard not to dance along to those, I have to say.
Now, this was recorded 91, I think, mostly in a basement in Los Angeles. So it's a fairly sort of a low-key, lo-fi type recording. But Jonathan, of course, bursts through.
So there's a piece on the back of this by Jim Washburn as well, writing about Jonathan Richman, and also by Brennan Totten too.
So these are guys that played on the record, I think, yeah.
Well, in the first bar, things were controlled, but in this bar, things were rock and roll.
Such good lyrics, honestly. This makes me want to go dancing.
Yeah. With Jonathan?
With Jonathan Richman. I reckon he would be a very fun time on a night out, I would say.
I'm not so sure, but okay.
Remind us of the title. What was it? Sorry, Tess.
Someone's texting saying 25 years ago, waiting outside Clapham Theatre to see Jonathan Richman and the guy waiting in the queue in front of me with a guitar case, and it was him.
That's so good.
He was
good.
Queuing up to get into his own gig.
I guess so.
All right, what have we got here?
Well, I can only hear it in one channel.
So can I, actually, but it still sounds nice. What is it?
It is... I can't cope if it's just in the one channel.
We'll get it sorted.
What it is one of the latest tone poets. This one here is by Jackie McLean, recorded in 1964. Now, at this time, Jackie... He'd just come off a record called Destination Out, which was like him plunging into the avant-garde. And with this one, he put together a new group of mainly young people. And what did he do? Went back to playing hard bop for this one.
That's a bit of it's a good pivot, I have to say. I know nothing about this record, artist, album, anything.
But
so
you
I
love the cover of this one, don't you?
Enjoyed a lot. It's just, it says, it's time, and then the rest of the cover is just exclamation marks.
That's right.
I would hazard a good couple of 100 exclamation marks on there.
Well, that's really telling you it's time, isn't it?
It's very much time. And who's put this out? Blue Note?
Well, yeah, it's one of the Blue Note tone poets. It did come out originally on Blue Note in 64. Who's on it? Charles Tolliver plays the trumpet, and he writes half the tunes here. Half the tunes written by Jackie, half by Charles Tolliver, who at the time was like 21 or 22 years old.
Far out.
He went on to do a lot of sort of defining 70s stuff on Strata East, etc. You have Cecil McBee playing the bass, again, a young guy who went on to do a lot of that Strata East type material, leading his own groups. Veteran drummer Roy Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, and of course a piano player that nobody's ever heard of before or heard of since.
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
I wonder who that guy is.
I don't know, what happened to him?
This is very nice. I always enjoy when you bring us Blue Note stuff because it is usually things I'm not so familiar with but always end up liking. And they always have such great album covers as well.
It sounds, this is a stereo record, so we're missing half of the information, obviously, but
we've got a dodgy turntable this morning. Well, that's all right. We're making it work. Great photos of them performing on the inside here.
Well, actually, that's session photos.
Oh, are they? Okay.
That's from the day they recorded this record.
Ah, okay.
And that's one of the defining things of both the Music Matters re-releases and the Blue Note Tone Poets is that they go to the Francis Wolfe archives. Francis Wolfe, who was the half-owner of Blue Note, took photos at all the sessions and sometimes did a very stiff German dance, which...
Sounds like a good collaboration all round then.
It's amazing. It's one of the... Jackie McLean is someone who, while he's not forgotten today, he doesn't seem to be at the forefront of, like, people who will talk about classic jazz now.
Yeah.
Or who are interested in buying things. They often will go straight towards the Grant Green or you know, Miles or whatever. Jackie, not so much. And it's a pity because the dude had... a really wide breadth of material of stuff that he approached, and was just tops. You
That's
know,
awesome.
From 1954 onwards.
Yeah.
You know, did Jackie McLean make very many not good records? No, not very many, hardly any. And this surely is not one of those. This is a really great record.
This is.
It's time.
It's time.
It's
lots
time.
Of exclamation marks out on Blue Note.
Tone Poet. Yep.
Tone Poet. What else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
This morning we also had I, Jonathan, the first on one vinyl from Kraft Recordings, the 1992 Jonathan Richman solo record. I say solo, but of course there's a plethora of other people on it.
Yep.
And speaking of a plethora of other people, we have I think it's a 16-piece, which is Rob Masaryk's Exploding Star Orchestra, brand new on International Anthem. It's called, what's it called?
It was called
Dimensional Stardust.
I was going to say something Stardust. Dimensional Stardust, of course. Thank you very much for that, Troy. We'll see you in the shop very
soon.
Come
up to the shop, yeah.
See you there.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.
Kia ora whānau.